Welcome to the Mindful Mostly podcast. I'm Andrea Collins, and I'm pretty into mindful living. You know, mostly. I'm a girl in my 30s that really wants to live her best life, and I think you're the same. So let's start by being real. I don't know where my sacrum is. I assume it's below my belly button somewhere. And you know what? I get real satisfaction of when old people mispronounce the word quinoa. Quinoa? Sure. On the other hand, I love nature. And God, I love lemon water. More than anything. It's like it erases all the bad you do to your body over the weekend. And that's why this show is about that kind of balance. It's a wellness show, but an honest one. No judgment here, sister. Today, we've got the manifesting queen, Elise Santilli, on the line. And she is going to tell us how to manifest everything we want in 2018. And plus, if you think that law of attraction and manifesting is a bunch of malarkey, oh, does she have something to tell you? First, though, let's kick off today's show with a little soul nugget, and this is it, okay? You won't influence the world by trying to be like it. So be you. Be different. Show your gift, your special sauce. That's what makes you stand out. Don't be an avocado toast, right? All right, get ready to have your life changed. From notesonbliss.com, I strongly encourage you to check out her website. Elise Santilli is here. She is not only a qualified life and success coach, she is a manifesting law of attraction boss. Oh, and also the fairy godmother. Hello.
Thank you, Andrea. So excited to be here.
And thanks for getting on the phone with us at whatever ungodly time it is on your side of the world. But I know that manifesting is a huge part of your life because I follow you online. And I know that it's something you really encourage your clients to do. But first off, how has it changed your life?
Yeah, such a great question. Manifesting has literally cracked me open to the life of my dreams and also a connection with something bigger than me, something synchronicitous, something magical. So about 5 years ago, I was working long hours as a lawyer and I was in an unhappy 8-year relationship. And I had a good on paper life, but deep down I felt like there must be more, like this can't be it. But I didn't really know who I was and I didn't know how to create my kind of secret goals and dreams. And when I discovered manifesting, it made my impossible dreams possible because I realized I'm not in this world alone. There's some sort of energy or power or creative intelligence that can assist us in making our impossible dreams possible. And then since then, I've gone on to use this kind of process to manifest things like apartments and my soulmate husband and friendships and business class flights, all expenses paid holidays, all sorts of magic. And now I teach my clients to do the same. So they've used manifesting to get pay rises or change careers or meet their soulmate as well, or win holidays and competitions and all that kind of goodness.
So when you're laying it out for clients on how to also get all of those things, and let's say they're new to manifesting, what's one of the key things that we have to do?
Yeah, I think the simplest thing to understand is that our internal world creates our external world. So rather than setting goals based on what everyone else thinks we should do or what society thinks we should do, and then trying to create those goals through action alone, even though we don't really believe we can have them or feel the energy of already having them, manifesting is about having intentions and desires in your life that are true to you, that are true to your soul, because that's when you'll be most supported. And then it's about going, okay, before I go out and take action, who would I be if I already had these desires? What would I believe? How would I feel? How would I carry myself? How would I act? And from that place, you will start to encounter synchronicities and the right people and opportunities that assist you in co-creating your dreams.
When it comes to manifesting, do you think people need to write it out? Do they need to say something out loud every day? Is it a lot of envisioning? What's the process?
It's really individual. All of those things work amazingly well. So it's all about having that intention, that vision. And if you're more visual, a vision board is an amazing tool. If you're, you know, more of a writer, writing down your intentions, your desires, your new beliefs and affirmations every day is so powerful, because you're kind of tuning yourself into that energy, and you're tuning yourself in the morning to be that person today, to act from that place. So I've heard a saying that goals are not somewhere to get to. Goals are somewhere to come from. And so visioning, writing, visualization, speaking your dreams out loud, they're all ways to get your mind and body in that reality before it exists. And that's when not only do you become an energetic match to it, so the universe starts responding to you, but you also become a personal match to it. So you start to take actions and habits that just naturally match and support what you want to call into your life.
A girlfriend of mine was telling me she found an old vision board of hers in the back of a closet when she was moving recently. And it was probably from about 5 years ago. She hadn't even remembered that it was back there. And when she looked at it, she was amazed because almost everything on that board had come to fruition.
Yes, that is so exciting. And it does not surprise me. I have had so many miracles from creating vision boards, including, I'll tell you a funny one. I put a photo up of some fashion, a flat lay of some outfits, because I wanted to manifest a new wardrobe. And the picture that I chose was from a magazine, and the magazine image was about what you would wear to a holiday in Cable Beach, and that's a part of Australia on the other side of the country to me, and I didn't notice that. That wasn't why I chose the photo. Within about 6 months, I got a call from a girlfriend. She said, hey, I just won an all-expenses-paid holiday to Cable Beach. Would you like to come with me? And so I put this photo on my vision board to manifest a new feminine wardrobe, and I ended up manifesting a holiday to Cable Beach.
No kidding. So I guess when you do manifest things, you have to look out for in which form they come, because it might not always be the way that you wrote it down or you envisioned it.
Yes, it's always about you are trying to visualize or write your intentions for your best understanding of your true desires and what living a life that is true to you means, while holding your desires open palmed, because it could be something even more amazing beyond what you can comprehend. And I've had that happen to me so many times, where I've been attached to manifesting a certain partner or a certain apartment, and it hasn't worked out. But when I've let go of the attachment and just trusted that everything is working out for me, what has come to fruition, the apartment I've ended up with or the man I've ended up with, has been way beyond even what I wrote down. Everything I wrote on my list or put on my vision board, but even better. So we've got to kind of hold our desires open-palmed and not be attached to it being as specific as we put it, because it could be something beyond what we can comprehend. Mm.
Now, what would you say to people that are skeptics of manifesting and law of attraction?
Yeah, this is a great question. So there's a couple of ways to understand manifesting, and Some of them are more woo-woo. So that's about that everything in the world is made of energy and the universe is responding to our thoughts and emotions. So great philosophers have been saying this for thousands of years. The poet Rumi wrote, "The world is like a mountain and your echo depends on you. If you scream good things, the world will give it back."
Mm.
And quantum physics really shows that this might be true, that the world is responding to our beliefs and expectations. But even if that is too far out for you, another two ways I like to explain the power of manifestation is that our mind is a goal-seeking mechanism. So at any point in time, your mind is processing millions of pieces of information from the world around you right now, and it's only filtering about 0.11% through to your conscious mind. So you're not really even seeing reality around you right now. It's very filtered, and your mind filters it based on your beliefs. So if you believe that there's no good partners left or that you can't have your dream job, your mind's literally going to filter out that job opportunity or that man at the supermarket, and vice versa. If you believe in financial abundance or the opportunities for your success, your mind will start to filter through the pieces of information that you need.
Mm.
And then the second more logical explanation is that our beliefs about ourselves create our actions. So if you believe that you're unlovable or incapable, you're going to act that out. So when you change your internal world, your mindset and your energy, people can feel that. You start to act in different ways. You walk into a room with a different energy. People feel that and respond to you differently. So whether you like the more energetic explanation or the more mental explanation, it's hard to argue against that our inner world, our beliefs, our emotions, our intentions are influencing our reality.
That's right. It's all mirrored back at you. Elise Santilli from NotesOnBliss.com. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Andrea.
Mindful Mostly Mission Time. It is your weekly challenge. This week, it goes back to what Elise was just saying. Write out everything you want. I know she was saying that you can also do it in several ways. You could totally do a vision board, but I think this is a great practice to get into almost every day because it's so easy. All you need is a pad of paper. It does not need to have an inspirational phrase on the front, although there are millions of those out there. It could be some ugly-ass Hilroy thing you got at the drugstore. And it doesn't even just need to be your manifesting journal. I know mine has, like, you know, what I want in my life, and then a list of the things I need to get from the grocery store, and then, you know, my deepest, darkest secrets, and then, you know, what I want for Christmas. So you don't have to be too crazy about having it perfect. The point is that you are writing out your dreams because you got to put it out there. And you know what? If people think it sounds crazy, I'm so tired of those people. Who cares? You know what, man? It makes me feel good. I like it. And since I started doing it, my life has, no lie, changed. So do it. Make it a focus when you journal. If you're always like, I don't know what to write in a journal, do this. Just write about what you want. Do it every time you need to reconnect with your goals and your dreams. Sometimes I even stick it on the fridge. And Steve is like, oh, you hope we get married and have 7 kids someday? Okay. Yeah. Stick it on the fridge. You can rejig it until you get better at it too. Just keep rewriting those goals and thinking about it. Because most people think about what they don't want and wonder why it keeps showing up in their lives, right? Been there. So focus on what you do want. Put those vibes out there. And then just wait for that glorious day when you go back and you look at that list and you check all that good stuff off. because it is part of your life now. And that is episode 2, baby. If you're liking the podcast, subscribe and even comment in the App Store. That's good. That's good when people do that, right? Better yet, I would love to know what you're doing while you're listening to this podcast. So snap a picture, tag us on Instagram at MindfulMostly, and let's start to build this community together. I'm Andrea Collins. I'll talk to you next week.